in a sense, was set an agenda. That agenda was then, in a sense, forwarded on to the council. The council is really the body that guarded the Spartan system, that really made it work. The council consisted of the kings, the two kings, five ephors. Now, I'll come back to these ephors in just a second. Judicial officers, basically. And then all equals above the age of 60. All equals above the age of 60. Now, that's very important, and I want to explain that. But a question may have come up in your mind right now, and is, this is the ancient world. This is a long time ago. Who in the world was 60? Ah, good question. Figuring life expectancy as an average of the ages at death of all those persons who belong to a society will give you one number, which starts in antiquity, for example, is a fairly low number, probably in the high 20s. And as we come forward in time, gradually moves, for example, in the United States, it moves to a fairly high number. In some parts of the undeveloped world today, it remains a depressingly low number. But if you reckon life expectancy at certain moments in the lifespan, the numbers change pretty dramatically. If you lived to be 20 and you were male, your expectation of life was very long. It was easy to live. That's an exaggeration. It was likely, it was possible to live well into your 60s. If a woman lived to be 30 or into her early 30s, she was very likely to live a long time. Childbirth was the great killer of women in the pre-modern world. The point is, of course, that enormous numbers of babies and adolescents died. These were societies which could not solve all of the problems that occur at the moment of birth and all of the problems associated with the diseases of youth and adolescence. That's where large numbers of people died. So if you had, you know, a large number of people who died at 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 50, and you average it up, you get a small number. You see? If you put all of the ones in one category and then think about the people in the other category, you get a very different number. So it's not so shocking that there were lots of men at Sparta above the age of 60 to operate in the council. Now, back to Spartan politics. All the equals could propose things to a body made up of the kings, the ephors, and the equals over 60. They finally said yes or no. Now, they didn't really have the initiative in the legislative process. Right? That did come from the assembly of all the Spartans. But they could stop things they didn't want. They could stop things they didn't want. That was their great power. All right? Now, once you had been a member of the Spartan system to the age of 60, you were not likely to go off on tangents. You were not likely to have a lot of new ideas. You were not likely to entertain happily new ideas. Now, I mentioned ephors a moment ago. Who were these ephors? There were five of them. The word basically means overseers, inspectors in a certain sense. Their job was to assure that any law passed by the council or any verdict passed by an Athenian law court was in conformity with the laws of Sparta. So here was yet another break on the system. Here was another check on innovation. There was also the crypteia. The crypteia. Think of the word crypt. You see, secret. A crypt is a secret place. Cryptography is secret writing, for example. The crypteia was the Spartan secret police. These were generally young men, usually between about the ages of 18 and 20, whose job it was to sort of go around and, in the first place, keep an eye on the helots. But in the second place, to snoop on ordinary Spartans, and just to make sure that they were behaving themselves. That, then, was the basic Spartan constitution. Now, it depended on a very curious, very interesting, a very rigid social system, which we call the agoge. Now, the agoge means the upbringing, the training, the leading along, all right? So this is the social system, the agoge, that generated the political system of which we've just been speaking. Babies were inspected at birth, and healthy ones were returned to their parents to about the age of 7. This occasions a pause. The idea of exposing babies at birth. The idea of infanticide. Now, there are lots of famous instances in antiquity. you may think just for a moment of the play Oedipus Rex. Remember, Oedipus is displayed at a crossroads and left there. He's found, and the story goes on. In antiquity, exposing a baby was not actually infanticide. Babies, if you stop and think of the familiar images from literature, they were exposed in market squares. They were put on the doorsteps of temples. They were put on the steps of temples. They were put at crossroads. They were expected to be found. Oedipus